These don't happen very often. What this is a Between the Lines post-game report brought to you by Gatorade, and it's a victorious one. Inside Soldier Field, Paul, we win 20-17 in front of some very happy fans right now.
Yeah, Wobby and I are happy. What about these guys back here? Hey! Come on, Vikings fans! What is up? Let's go! Wobby's right. You know, in the last 17 trips to Illinois, the Vikings now have three victories. Got the win by three tonight against rookie quarterback Mitch Trubisky, who made a rookie mistake at the end of the game.
Yeah.
Harrison Smith, one of the best safeties in the NFL, picked him off. Kai Forbath with the seventh game winner of his career. Boom, we're 3-2.
The Vikings do move to 3-2, and they get a division win, which is awesome. Thanks in large part to this guy, Nate. Look at him.
How about that?
Quarterback Case Keenum.
Quarterback Case Keenum
comes in.
Hey, Case.
Comes in for Sam Bradford,
who had to leave the game
just short of halftime.
Hey, Case.
And Case Keenum comes in and goes 17 of 21 for 140 yards and one touchdown. Case Keenum, big time for the Vikings. Also big time for the Vikings, Jerick McKinnon.
Yeah.
Almost 100 yards rushing, 95 yards rushing. Must have been 160 total yards because they had a bunch of receiving yards as well and a long touchdown to get us on the board. Fun to watch him close out the game, too.
Yeah, and first game after Dalvin Cook, the running game is a work in progress. Latavius Murray looked faster tonight than at any point during the season. You know, but McKinnon has some east-west to his game like Dalvin Cook. And I thought Jerick did pretty good outside of the tackles, between the tackles, had a good burst to him on that 58-yard touchdown run. And overall, Jerick was sorely needed tonight, and he came through.
We were really concentrating on Jordan Howard, the Bears' super talented running back who gouged the Vikings last season. 19 carries, I think 76 yards tonight.
Yeah.
He broke off a long touchdown run, but it was aided by a hold that the referees caught. That where Mackenzie Alexander was held. So no big runs, held the yards per carry average down, and I think that was a big boon for the Vikings defense. Wound up holding the Bears to 3 of 13 on third downs.
You know what? On my radio show, KFAN 9 to noon, which will take place tomorrow, or via the mailbag with Wobby at Vikings.com, there is a lot to analyze. Some things to criticize and some things about which to be very happy.
Mm-hmm.
But as John Gruden, the analyst for Monday Night Football, told Wobby and I as we were heading down the elevator to join Nate Vaughn for Between the Lines, it doesn't matter how you win the game in this league as long as you win it. And that's what the Vikings did. They found a way to slow the Bears' running game. They found a way to win the game, move to 3-2, get ready for that border battle next week. Honestly, that's really all that matters to me right now.
Yeah, it's a big game on Sunday. It's at U.S. Bank Stadium. Kickoff is at noon. You can hear the game on the Vikings Radio Network. In the meantime, enjoy this win tonight and tomorrow morning. Victory Tuesday tomorrow, but a short week for the Vikings getting ready for what will be a complete test on Sunday against the Green Bay Packers.
My man.
The Vikings win 20-17. Kai Forbath with the game-winning field goal. The defense with another gem. Case Keenum and Jerick McKinnon big on offense. Stay tuned to Vikings.com for more. On behalf of Voice of the Vikings, Paul Allen, I'm Wobby. The Between the Lines postgame report brought to you by Gatorade is over.